Are you ready to become toxic person proof?
Hey guys, Sarah K. Ramsey here to help you find love and success after a toxic relationship so you can design a life you're actually excited about living.
Hello, wonderful. It is Sarah, and you're about to hear an interview with me and Jamie, who is all things intuition, strength. She's really big into the Strength Finder test, which one of the reasons I got her in this journey with me is because so many of you after a toxic relationship have completely disconnected from your strengths. The toxic person told you didn't have any strengths. Your strengths were used against you. You were made to think your strengths were your weaknesses, and it can really mess you up. So we're going to have a conversation about something called the Strength Finder test, which you can give it a Google and check it out. It's very easy to see. And one of the things that's really important in this conversation I want you to notice is the difference in strength and values. Okay. So your values are who you are, and your strengths are how to make things happen, right? So if your value is to champion a certain cause, let's say save the orphans, okay? Maybe your strength would be, I'm a great fundraiser, so I help fundraise money to save the orphans. Or your strength may be a caregiver, so then you actually take care of the orphans. Or your strength could be something with building, which is definitely not on the Strength Finder test, but you get the idea. You know, something with building or organization. So you could help build an orphanage. And you see how the value would be to help the orphans. And your strength can take different avenues of how you accomplish your goal, how you align that value. And after a toxic relationship, it's easy to get lost and wonder who you are maybe outside of being a wife, outside of being a girlfriend, outside of being a mother. And you got to figure out that again. If you get stuck into people pleasing, what are your values? Making everyone else happy is a pretty unfortunate goal that probably has not worked for you, right? So Jamie and I talk about these things, talk about intuition. She's definitely into yoga, and she owns Be Your Best Self and Thrive Counseling. So course, I'm pretty much into being your best self after being in a toxic relationship, too. So that's what led us to this conversation. But I really want you to hear what she says about you do have strengths. How do we reconnect with those? She's giving you some very specific tools of how to connect with those. Take the Strength Finder 2.0 test. Figure out what you are. Google a sheet on values, value words. Print it off. Circle around. Okay, this is my values. My value is helping others. My value is telling the truth. My value is staying organized. My value is being on time. My value is whatever it is. This is what I value. This is who I want to be outside of a relationship, outside of being a mother, outside of my job, outside of whatever else is going on in your life that may or may not have fallen apart after the toxic relationship. And it is your job to put yourself back together and put yourself back together in a better, be your best self version, a bounce back better version of you. Who knows your values and uses your strengths to create a life around those values, and no longer ignores your intuition, which we're going to talk about intuition. I want you to hear what she says about intuition, getting trauma out of your body, reconnecting, grounding with yourself so you can be your best self. Not only, you know, this is not a lifetime healing and wounds last forever. This is an upgraded version of yourself even before the relationship. Because it's not about healing from the relationship. That's the first piece of the puzzle. But we want to grow into the best version of you. Because when we're healing, we're always healing from something. When we're growing towards something. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, wonderful. It is Sarah K. Ramsey, and I'm here with Jamie Molnar. Say hello, Jamie.
Hi, everyone.
And we are going to talk all things intuition, getting to know yourself, and all that jazz. So Jamie, tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me here today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And yeah, so I I am a licensed psychotherapist. I'm also a registered yoga teacher and a Gallup certified strengths finder coach. And so I am just very passionate about mind, body, spirit living, mental well-being, just finding your passion and purpose in life and living in a way that feels authentic and real and honest and purposeful. And so I have two businesses. I have a group counseling practice in Florida, in St. Pete, Florida, where we specialize in mind, body, spirit approaches to mental health. And so we provide services to individuals, teens, couples, and families, both online and in person, to anyone in Florida. And then my other business is online, where I provide consulting, mentorship, and coaching. And there I really focus on helping healers, empaths, and highly sensitive people learn how to prioritize themselves so they can continue making an impact on the world.
So that's where a lot of my ladies get caught up. And I want to ask you your strength finder too, like what your top five are, and you can guess what mine are since I know how I'll make you guess. But I love that conversation, and I sunk into strength finders right when I was in, like, I guess I was like in my early 30s, and I had taken piano forever. I was a piano major in my undergrad, and I remember thinking I was going to take guitar lessons. And then there was a quote that came across right before I get into strength finders, and it said, we talk about working on our weaknesses, and there's some components to that.
Right.
But people don't pay you for your weaknesses. They pay you for your strengths.
Interesting.
And I decided not to take guitar lessons and take piano lessons again, even though I'd had 25 years of piano lessons, right? And that is a big piece. And when I talk to my ladies, talking about your strengths being used against you.
Right.
And how to use those strengths to launch you forward.
And yes.
Going, right? So I didn't even know that about you, about the strength finder thing. So that's even my intuition was picking up on you being the lady to talk to for my ladies.
Love it.
Exactly. Exactly. So what is your, what are a couple of your high strengths on the strength finder?
So because I'm a coach, I'm really passionate about the strength finder test and positive.
Oh yeah, I love it. Psychology. Yeah.
And so we have this process called name it, claim it, and aim it. And so naming it is when you take the test and you kind of learn your strengths. Claiming it is when you really own what your strengths are. And then aiming it is when you learn how to master them to really move forward in your life. And so part of claiming it for me is having my strengths in my email profile and, you know, just kind of available all the time. So my top five strengths are individualization, competition, harmony, restorative, and futuristic, in that order. And so I feel like that really, I really identify with that. When I took the test, I was like, yes, that is me. And so those are my strengths. And I think it's just a great test for people that are wanting to learn how to harness the power of their raw talent and funnel that into really productive ways.
So what happens, and in so many women's lives, is that it's like, oh, where do I go from here? What do I do? What are my strengths? How do I leverage them? What should I do next? Right. And it becomes this like ping pong back and forth in our minds, right?
Right.
And when you come across a woman or a man, right, who is going through that, what is your advice to them?
So someone that is, trying to figure out, who they are and their strengths and that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, where do you go? Where do you go from here? What do you do? Yeah.
Yeah. So when someone is kind of trying to figure out their life path, their purpose, and, who they are, what are their talents, right? They're kind of like, what do I do? I don't even know. I like to talk about coming back to your core values, coming back to your holistic vision for your life, really starting to come back to the foundational pieces, tools that will help you establish those things and name those things for yourself. Because that would give you a better idea of what professional track you want to go down, what sort of social life that you want, right? So really understanding your core values, your holistic vision for your mental state, your physical state, financial state, right? Like the eight dimensions of wellness. That's a tool that I love when people are trying to figure out who they are. It's called the Wellness Wheel, and you can Google it. Yale has my favorite version. And so, yeah, there's eight different dimensions of wellness, and we need to be really think about like, what do I want for my life as a whole? How do I want to live? Who do I want to be? What do I do in my day to day? Who is in my life with me? And that start gives that like foundational vision, then gives us an idea of what those individual, more specific action steps we need to take to get there.
That very much aligns with in my Wondrous Woman program. We talk about designing a life you're excited about living.
Yes.
And yes. And scoring yourself on work, scoring yourself on play, scoring yourself on health, scoring yourself on love. And then imagining, well, what do you want? Where do you want to go? So, and I love what you talked about going back to your core values.
Yes.
Okay. And I would love for you to use me as an example, if you might, because I'll tell you my strength finders, and then you can maybe like, if I was your client, like what you would tell me about my core values or what I needed to go from here. Would that be okay?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So interestingly enough, is it Activator? Is that
yes,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. That was not even anywhere on my spectrum before I began this work.
Okay.
But now I get women out of indecision into action. So it crept up and is now my number one, but it did not start out that way because I was not an action taker. I had to learn to become an action taker, and now it aligns everything that I do. So woo in communication, input, and I can't remember my fifth one. Input, I was surprised, but I collect information. I have a master's degree in research, right? So I collect information.
Oh yeah.
It may have been individualization, maybe.
Interesting.
I can't remember. Yeah, maybe. I can't remember my fifth one. So you can go my top four. That should be enough info. So if I come to you and I know I'm a good communicator, I know I care about other people, I know I like to collect information, and I know that I like to win others over.
Yes.
You get active in my life. How would you align that to me helping me figure out who I am, my core values, what to go, where to go from here?
So it's interesting. So like for me, there are two different tools that help you get to a place of purpose and passion, right? So your strengths are understanding your raw talent. So the 34 strengths that we have, there's actually grouped several different talents that are like, say, woo, right? Like you win others over. There's mm-hmm. several different kind of raw talents that fall under that woo, but it's been categorized as woo. So learning, you know, your top five strengths gives you an idea of like what the raw talent is that you have. And then you can start looking at ways to channel that or use that to achieve the goals that you have for yourself. The core values are more about that internal driving, like light, right? Like that light inside that you always come back to, that is guiding every step that you take in your life, that is reminding you of who you are and what you're working towards. So when you have to make a decision about something, you come back to that core value and say, does this align or does it not, right? And if it doesn't, then I remove that from my life or I don't do that. So they're two different tools, but they help, both tools help us get where we want to go.
So how do you help someone figure out that core value of who they are? If I may, in that situation, when you were saying that, it's like, yes, my core value is to make the world a better place, change people's lives. So I use woo, winning others over or communicating as tools in my toolbox, I think is what you're saying. To accomplish that goal. Is that kind of?
Yes. So your values are like your guiding light, and your strengths are the tools or the actions that like that you use to get where you want to go.
Yeah. So
question for the core values, I actually have a very specific worksheet that I use with my clients where they have to identify their top 10 values and then all the way down to their one core value. So this is something that I do every year around New Year's along with my vision board. So I identify the one core value for that year that is guiding everything that I say and do. So that word is always with me. I always know that energy. I'm always paying attention to that. And then my strengths are things that I'm aware of in my interactions and the actions that I take. Like, am I using, you know, my individualization in a way that aligns with my values? Am I using it to get to goals that align with my value, right? So it's a specific worksheet that I use to help folks do that.
So is it basically just like, I mean, for someone listening, it's like, okay, do I just like list out the 10 things that are important to me and then circle the most important one? Or...
Yeah. So I would recommend, so there's a lot of different tools on the website that people, on Google that you can look up. There's like sheets, you know, with just lists of words that are core values. And so I would recommend checking out something like that, Googling that, finding a list of words and then circling, you know, 10 to 20 of them and then honing in on what feels maybe the most aligned for you that year.
Okay. I feel like mine is growth. And it's always growth. I'm like a growth junkie a bit, but you know, as a life coach, it aligns well. But yeah, I love that. I love that idea and just kind of what stands out to you the most. So how does intuition, because I know you do a lot of work with that too. I don't mean to get way off topic, but it's all aligned, right? And so yeah. Talk to us how intuition and knowing yourself, let's enter the word intuition into our conversation as we talk about knowing ourselves a bit more.
So intuition is really that, like that voice inside, that energy inside that is connected to the divine around us. So I very much believe that we are part of a greater energy and we are, we call it the collective. In Jungian psychology, it's, you know, the collective, it's the collective unconscious. We're all tapped into this energy, whether we want to be or not. And we're connected to each other. We're connected to nature. We're so connected. And that energy guides us and we guide it. And so intuition is really being able to touch deep, deep inside into that like gut reaction, that gut voice that tells us what is right and what is not for us in our lives. And the mind-body connection really helps guide that. So learning how to tune into your body and how your body feels in reaction to situations or decisions, right? What sort of aches and pains do you get? What sort of good feelings do you get? Really learning how to tune in, to go inside and really hear yourself and your divine presence that's in there, you know, already existing. I think a lot of us lose touch with that when we're so distracted by the external world, by the media, by what other people are doing, by the shoulds that we have in our head. I should be doing this, or I should be here by 40, or I should be doing this by 60, right? Like we have all these external influences that sometimes manipulate our thinking process or guide it in the wrong direction. And so being intuitive is learning how to tune all of that out and really go inside to get the answers that you seek.
So what advice would you give to a female who had been really ignoring that piece, right? And my listeners, they would say, I ignored a lot of red flags. Mm-hmm. So how do you make friends with your intuition again after that?
Yeah, well, I think part of that is you haven't totally ignored her because she gave you red flags, right? So
yes, that's really important to point out. Yeah, I say you picked up on it. You just ignored it. Those are two different sets of problems. Yeah. Two
totally different things. So your intuition may be very strong. The question is, am I listening? And if you're not listening, the question is why? What has happened in your life that led you to not trust yourself? Because that's what it comes down to. Do you fully trust yourself in your decisions? And a lot of women, because of all these external influences, stop trusting themselves and start asking everyone else to make those decisions or figure things out for them. And so we have to learn how to really trust ourselves and trust in the universe, right? Even if we're not sure why this decision feels right and everybody else is telling us no, but we know deep down for some reason I'm supposed to take this left turn, trusting in that and trusting in the universe that whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. You may not know exactly how or why, but trusting that that it's going to happen. And that's a hard leap of faith to take. And that's why we tend to go to other sources.
And I'm sad every time I ignore it. Yes. And I'm happy every time, you know. And what I tell my ladies is, you don't have all the data yet.
Yes.
But if you wait to have all the data to make the decision, it's already too late. You're done. You're done, right? You know, in most of my things, it's about relationships. Like, I just felt like something was off with him. I just felt like something, you know, and then it's like, well, 3 years later, you know what was off, but you could have picked up on it in the first 3 weeks versus the first 3 years. I love that point about you just didn't listen to it. That was great. What other, some other conversations around intuition or making friends with your intuition again?
So again, I come back to that mind-body connection. Like, okay, if you sensed, so for example, you just said like, you gave the example of like one of your clients who said, I just had this feeling in the beginning, you know, that something wasn't right. What was that feeling, right? Like, was it something in the pit of your stomach? Was it in your chest? Was it like in your lower back? Like, where did you feel that in your body to know something's not right? Our body is such an important data center for us, and we don't always listen. So just remember that your issues are in your tissues, and your body will tell you everything you need to know if you're willing to listen.
I agree. I really do.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, learning to develop a better relationship with your body, learning how to tune into what sensations you're feeling in different situations. And another important part of developing intuition is taking time to yourself to process what comes up. So whether that's through journaling, through therapy, through life coaching, through meditation, right? All of these introspective practices are really important for honing in on your intuition and really developing that skill. I'm a huge fan of journaling. I actually do a lot of my processing through dream work, and I have an analyst that I work with for that. So it's figuring out which tool you need to help process all the data you're collecting and using that.
And I know you're a yogi, as most people who study intuition are, right? So I feel like yin yoga, I love power yoga too, but yin yoga, I mean, the times I would get on the mat and cry.
Yeah.
Right. And just where I slowed down, it was one of the few processes that I would actually allow myself to slow down enough.
Yes.
To get that trauma out of my body. I know that's not the only way to do it, or, you know, but what are some other, you know, we typically think about talk therapy, you know, even EMDR, some of those things, but what, you know, when you strengthen that, when we've had bad experiences, we kind of leave our body.
Yeah.
What are some strategies to come back to our bodies to reconnect to that intuition?
So I think your greatest tool, no matter who you are and like how disconnected you feel, is your breath. Your breath is your connector to your body. So really learning how to pay attention to how you're breathing and starting to integrate breath practice into your daily routine, because your breath is what helps you regulate your nervous system. Your breath is what tells you how fast or how slow you're breathing and what's going on in your body. So your breath helps you ground. So when we feel disconnected or like we're not really present, the breath brings us right back to the present, right? Because we're breathing in the here and the now. This was sustaining life in the moment. So practicing breath work is my number one tool for anyone that's struggling with being connected to themselves and wanting to ground more frequently.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's great. And we've covered so much. I want to kind of recap. You have strengths. If someone has told you you don't have strengths, that is a lie. You have strengths. A great resource for reconnecting with those strengths is
the Gallup Strengths Finder test.
Yes. And I have done it personally myself many years. Awesome way to connect with those strengths. Give them a quick recap of the strengths versus, did you call it values, where it was like who you are?
So your core values and your strengths. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Kind of give them a recap of that is so we can make sure they remember their take home tools. Yeah.
So the Strengths Finder is a personality inventory. There's many like the Enneagram and the Human Design, right? The MBTI. These are all great tools we can use to better understand ourselves. Our core values are our guiding principles, our guiding light for everything that we do. So there are two great tools to help us rediscover our path and take action so that we can get where we want to go.
Awesome. And Google that worksheet with value words and circle that and highlight your favorite. I love that. Such an easy, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute activity to get to know ourselves, right? So easy. And then coming back into our intuition, coming back into our body, trusting that intuition. What was the phrase you said? The data is in the tissue. The
issues are in your tissues.
Yes. And not in your tissues beside your bed that you're crying into. And in the tissues of your soul, of your body, and reconnecting with that and recognizing that you hear it. And now just listening, right? Yeah. You already heard it. Now we just have to listen to it. Any last minute things, to last minute message?
Yeah, I would just love your ladies to know that the divine feminine is always with you. You know everything. You have all the power within. I want you to truly believe in that and trust in yourself. And when you do, the world will open up to you. So just trust me when I say you have everything you need already inside. So believe in yourself, trust in yourself, know that it will be okay.
And did you, like, even when I asked her about how to get rid of trauma, she didn't say electric shock therapy. She said, come back to the breath, right? I mean, that's such a great example of it's already in you.
Yes.
Right? Coming back to you, coming back to your breath and not letting anyone talk you out of who you are and who you should be. Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks for coming and chatting intuition.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope everyone found value in what I shared today. And I'm happy to always, of course, answer questions. If anyone has any, feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Awesome. And I'll post your info in the show notes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hello, wonderful. This is Sarah, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I know that there was something that you can take away to help you get past the past, get real about the present, or get serious about your future. And if I did my job, then hopefully it will help you with all three. If you are not in my Facebook group, Finding Love and Success After a Toxic Relationship, then consider this your personal invitation from me. I'm there live, there's tons of support, and most importantly, tons more information to help you on your journey to become toxic person proof.